Now for a much more personal perspective on Iran, from writer Delphine Minoui. Her family is from Iran on her father's side, but she grew up in Paris with her French mother, knowing very little about her Iranian roots.
We never spoke about the country. We never ate any Iranian food. We never interacted with Iranian people. So Iran became a taboo at home.
But as Minoui explains in her new book, I'm Writing You from Tehran, when she reached her 20s, a confluence of events reconnected her with a part of her Iranian identity.
It was in 97. At the same time, a reformist president in Iran just got elected, Mohammad Khatami. It was the first time Iran was a little bit coming back on the map. We would talk about Iran through a new face, a new smiley face, I would say. After so many years of reading very scary headlines, I mean, everybody remembered about the American hostage crisis, like any picture about Iran in the French media even, I remember. It was all about women dressed up in black with the black chador. And then a few months later, my Iranian grandfather, who was still living in Iran, passed away.
Wait, and that's kind of when the book is conceived almost. I mean, you were 22 and then you went to live with your grandmother in Iran after your grandfather had died. She's in her 70s. You call her a professional Grinch, but she starts to organize her life around you. What was she like?
I mean, we were living in two different, totally different worlds. I grew up with a very open-minded education. And then I arrive in Iran. First of all, I have to get used to the usual tradition. I mean, I had to wear the mandatory hijab, the mandatory scarf on my head. I had to behave in a certain way in the streets. And then inside the houses, I discover it's a totally different world. That's where the freedom is happening in Iran. So I went and I started living with my grandmother. But she was from the previous generation. She was still living in this paranoia, in this nostalgia of the past. So because she didn't really like to wear the scarf outside, she would just lock herself up in her house. Her house had a key for everything, for the door outside, for her bedroom, even for her fridge. Mm. And she was, let's say, a freak control. She was this typical Middle East grandmother who was scared for me. Because my grandfather had passed away, I was the only person she could feel connected with. And she imposed a huge control on me. She was like sneaking in my room, checking my stuff, spying on me, kind of.
Well, and as you say in the book, she changes pretty dramatically. What was she going through?
I mean, from a Western point of view, we always tend to think Iranian women are deprived from their rights. According to the Islamic law, according to the Sharia, a woman only equals half of a man. And we always tend to think everything is because of religion, everything is because of Islam. But with my grandmother, I discovered that it's not only because of religion. There's also a very patriarchal culture. I mean, my grandmother, during the Shah time, which was supposed to be more open for women, she got married when she was 16 years old. It was an arranged marriage. She had to stop her studies. But what was interesting for me is to discover how long the years, although all those 10 years I lived in Iran next to her, how she changed.
What was the
turning point was that day when I decided to go and buy a forbidden satellite dish.
So why did the satellite dish become a turning point for your grandmother?
She was living in Iran under the restriction of the Islamic Republic of Iran. She didn't like to go outside in the streets. She locked herself up in her own house, living in her own bubble, in this weird nostalgia of the past with those old black and white pictures on her wall. But all of a sudden, by navigating through the different channels, especially the Iranian channels from the Iranian diaspora in exile in Los Angeles, she got access to a totally different world. She started watching video clips. She started dancing on her own with her friends. She started watching political talk shows. She started even scaring me. Like, she started like not only criticizing the system, but insulting the mullahs and the ayatollahs. And she was the one who was braver than me and becoming very politically involved. Hmm. One day I enter her living room and she's picking up some old buttons from one of my old grandfather's suits. And you could see that on those buttons, there was the picture of the Shah. And so she was putting them in her own jacket to go to the streets and do some shopping. And obviously, like almost like a political statement, she would walk in the streets with these buttons as a way to say, look, I oppose the system that I'm living in now.
That's kind of extraordinary. I mean, did she ever become so expressive and vocal that she kind of became a liability to you as a journalist?
She may have put me also in troubles, you know. I mean, when you live in Iran as a journalist, sadly, being called by the intelligence services and being summoned and questions become part of your daily life. Sometimes when my interrogator would ask me questions, sometimes it would be related to my grandmother, and sometimes he would make it even obvious that he knew everything about our conversation. He would quote certain pieces of dialogue with my grandmother. And in 2009, when I was out there in Iran, in the streets, reporting on the uprising that happened after the disputed re-election of the conservative president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad,
right.
At that time, when I was in Iran, it was a time when my grandmother had, a few months before, she had moved to Paris to be close to my father. And we had to be very cautious as journalists in the streets. We were not supposed to go and report. We had received some warnings. One day I receive a phone call from Paris. I pick up the phone and it's my grandmother. And she's asking me all these questions about politics. And then she's telling me, oh, you know what? Yesterday I went to the streets in Paris. I went in front of the Iranian embassy and I was demonstrating.
Wow, she became really active.
Mamani, my grandmother, who used to be the most paranoid woman in Iran. It shows how Iran is not black and white. My grandmother embodies this Iran that I witnessed, this Iran that is always changing.
Delphine Minoui's new book is called I'm Writing You from Tehran. Thank you very much for being with us. Great to speak with you.
Thank you so much.